I think it's important to say, you know, a lot of people, because Garcia Zarate was acquitted of the major counts, they celebrate this as an example of how you can get a fair trial in the United States. Garcia Zarate did not get a fair trial. There were a lot of things, a lot of judicial rulings in this case that were grossly unfair to him, and attempts to assist the prosecution unfairly.
Give a couple of examples,
yeah,
please.
I would say, first off, we were on the eve of trial. There had always been this effort to suggest Garcia Zarate was the burglar. The prosecution had never divulged to us that they were aware not of a single burglary, but that that single burglary was linked to other burglaries. So the one car was literally next to other cars broken into. Stolen items from the Bureau of Land Management car were discovered at the adjacent car where other things were stolen. What's significant about this is that Garcia Zarate did not have any stolen property from any of those burglaries in his possession. And after he was in custody, we learned that one of the victims of those auto burglaries had stolen property mailed back to her that presumably the real burglars didn't want anymore, didn't need, and kind of felt sorry that, hey, maybe you want these personal documents. So without question, Garcia Zarate was not the burglar. And they took the position that, well, since we're not going to try to argue that anymore, we don't have to give you this information. But of course, they didn't have to argue it anymore because the media was already had already convicted him of that offense, and that highly prejudiced our ability to defend the case.